It's very late, obviously, so we'll just learn a little bit for a few minutes, Divrei Hayamim, and then we'll have a shorter version, just an abridged version of our Shir in Chumash. Let's begin the next Perek for a few minutes, Perek Yutes, Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Yutes. Before we begin, I just want to again thank Rav Meir for giving for the Shir yesterday. I heard it was a success. A huge success. So Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of talent here. We have Rav Michal, we have Rav Meir, and we have Shmuel. And I have yet to get to the rest of you. So watch out.
You gotta dig deep.
Okay, so let's begin Perek Yutes. We are learning the sugya of Yehoshaphat. This week we spent a lot of time, fascinating story with Yehoshaphat going to Ahav. They participated in this major battle of Ramos Gilat. And they sat together, a very rare moment in the history of Klal Yisrael, where the two kings, the Melech Yehuda, Melech Yisrael, are sitting together peacefully. They're sitting together in one setting in the vineyard, and they're discussing, they're debating the issue of going to war against Aram to retake Ramos Gilad. And of course we know what happened. They went to war, and the Navi predicted that he would be killed. Ahav would be killed. Michoyu told Ahav not to go to war. He would be killed. Ahav did not listen because we discussed the idea that there was a contradiction between his words and the words of Eliyahu. He went to war and he was killed. He was the only one who was killed. All of his soldiers came back in peace. Now, this is not really the topic of Sefer Divrei Hayam. As we've learned many times, the major topic of Divrei Hayam is the Malchus of Yehuda, not the Malchus of Yisrael. And in fact, we don't mention until now, at least until this point in time, we have not focused very much on the kings of Yisrael. We've only focused on the kings of Yisrael, how it was relative, related to the Melech Yehuda. So why have we elaborated to such a great degree on this story that was mainly focused on the Melech of Yisrael? It's because of what we're about to learn right now in Perek Yutes. Vayoshav Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda el Beiso b'shalom. He returned in peace. He returned back home in peace. He survived the war, Yerushalayim, to the capital, to the Yerushalayim, the capital of Yehuda. And who was he greeted by? Vayetze el panav Yehu ben Chanoni, a new prophet. Okay, we learned about Eliyahu, Azariah, we learned about Michayahu, and now we have a new prophet. The prophet called, his name was Chanoni Hachoze, Yehu ben Chanoni Hachoze, Yehu ben Chanoni Vayomer Lamelech Yehoshaphat, and now he gives Musar to Yehoshaphat, seemingly in the name of Hashem. Halo Rosho La'azor, is it the right thing to assist the wicked? How dare you? How dare you defy, how dare you disgrace the name of Hashem by participating, sitting on a council with wicked people? You went to Ahav. Ahav was a Rasha. He was responsible for the death of Nevos HaYisraeli. His wife was responsible for the death of all of the Nevim, the Talmidei Chum were in hiding. There was Avodah Zorah, Be'er Sheva, Don and Basel, the Egli Hazov, Halarosho La'azor Ulesone Hashem Tehav. Now this is a very scary expression. Do you love the people who hate Hashem? He called Ahav a Sone Hashem. It's a very extreme statement.
And he's from his own, or because he doesn't say Kohamar.
Okay, so that's a question. It's a very good question. He does not say Kohamar Hashem. That's a very good point. That was one of the reasons, one of the things we mentioned in the past parak, when Michayu also, when he gave over the first words of prophecy, he said, yeah, go fight. But when he said go fight, he did not say in the name of Hashem, so that was the giveaway, that these were not the words of Hashem, these were his own words. It was a blessing, so it's a good point. He just said, words, and he did not say Koyamar Hashem. However, being that the person is a prophet, Yehu ben Hanani HaChozeh, he is a holy person, seemingly even if he says this on his own, there is some legitimacy, there is some emes, there is some truth in what he said, which has to be taken into consideration. It might not be totally the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still, the fact that it's recorded, we don't find any criticism of him at all later on. It seems that he did do, indeed he did say what was true.
Is Chozeh interchangeable with Roeh?
Yes. Well, there are different words. There are a whole collection of words.
Is there any difference?
There is. There is a difference, but for our purposes, now it's the same. It just means that he is a prophet. He's a Chozeh. Before the word Roeh in Sefer Shmuel tells us that it was a word that was retired. Lefanim b'Yisrael, they called the Chozeh the Roeh. In the ancient times, they called the prophet, they called the Navi, he was called by the term Roeh, which seems to imply in Sefer Shmuel that the word Roeh was retired. It was no longer used, and the word that was used from later times was either Navi or Chozeh.
Maybe Chozeh was an upgrade or a downgrade.
Okay, I don't know the exact answer, but the Mefarshim explained there are different connotations and the different terms of what they are, what type of, what element, dimension of prophecy we're trying to relate to the people. Okay, it is an interesting point. Why do we call different prophets by different terms? Here, for whatever reason, we're calling Yehu ben Hanani the Chozeh. Two different powerful expressions. You helped, assisted the Rasha, and you love the Sonei Hashem. Uvazos olecho ketzef, and therefore, as a punishment for what you have done, Hashem is angry at you. There in Shemayim, I guess he sees things that we do not see. He is, after all, the Chozeh. In Shemayim, the Pamal Yishalmaila is furious. There is ketzef. There is angry directed at you, and you will suffer. Avol, however, you are going to be spared. Why are you going to be spared for your transgressions? Aval dvarim tovim nimtzu'u imach. You have merits. You have done good things. What are the good things? Ki vi'arto ho'asheros min ha'aretz. You have wiped out the asherah from the earth. V'hachinoso levavucho lidrosh v'elokim. And you have prepared. You have established your heart to seek out Hashem. Now this goes back to what we learned in Perek Yud Zayin, where we learned that Yehoshaphat, he went in the ways of David Harishonim, and there was a long Rashi that described in David that David's early life before David sinned with Bathsheba, or refers to David and Shlomo, and before Rechavam, before the earlier period of time of the kings of Yehuda, before they turned sour, before things went bad. In other words, he was a tzaddik, and he spent his time learning Torah, studying Torah, and more importantly, teaching Torah to others, going out to Klal Yisrael. He did something which the other prophets before him did not do. He went out to Klal Yisrael to make sure that they also learn and study Torah, and in that schus, we learned the psukim before, in that schus, Klal Yisrael was spared from harm. So because of you, these two merits, you wiped out of the Zara, and you derish Hashem, you're not going to be punished. That's pretty much what the Pasuk says. Now there are a few interesting questions. There's one interesting question. If we go back to Perek Yed Zayin, the order is the other way around. First, there, if we just quickly go back to Yed Zayin Pasuk Dalid, the Pasuk says, Ki leloke aviv darash. Here these Pesukim are praising the qualities of Yehoshaphat. Go back to Pasuk Gimel. Vayhi Hashem im Yehoshaphat ki holach wa ki holach bedarki David aviv harishanim v'loy darash labolim ki leloke aviv darash. It says right away he sought out Hashem, the God of his father. Uvimitzvah itself holach v'loy kemasa Yisrael v'yochin Hashem es hamamloch v'yodo v'ipasik vav v'yigbal libo bedarki Hashem the gaiva of the kedusha we discussed, and then later on it says that he removed the avodah zara. That comes in pasuk vav. The old heisir es habamos v'yes chasherim miYehuda. Here, when Hanani is telling Yehoshaphat that you're going to be spared from harm because you have merits, the order is reversed. First, he says you're going to be spared because you bi'arto ho'asherim, and so why is the order reversed? So seemingly the answer is, it parallels the two sins. Back in Pasuk Beis, he is committed two sins. Number one, Hala Rosho La'azar. You assisted the wicked. That's your first chait. Achav called you, your brother-in-law called you up and said, come down, we have to have a meeting, we have to plan to fight Ramoth Gilead. You gave him assistance. You sent your army. You came down. The second thing was, Ulesoni Hashem Tehehov, par after you assisted him, you got to like him. Obviously, there's more to the story than we really know. You went overboard and you actually showed signs of love to your brother-in-law, the Rasha. So it started out, you were cautious, you first gave assistance, and then you actually enjoyed participating in this battle. So Zelumazet, to counteract the antidote for assisting the Rasha, is at least you wiped out all forms of wicked behavior in your country. How did you wipe out wicked forms of behavior in your country? You removed the Asherah. And to correspond to your second sin of loving the Rasha, the antidote for that was that you loved Hashem. You have a zuchus that you were doyresh Hashem. So it's one thing when a person sets out early in life, person doesn't know which chosim he'll need later on in life to protect him. When he set it out early in his life, how did he start? He started out, first he did good, he was doyresh Hashem, and being doyresh Hashem led him to abolish the Asheros and the Avodah Zorah in the land. But later in life, when he was in judgment, in Shemayim, the Pamal Yishamayla wanted to bring upon Yahushua punishment, the major punishment that the Mekatrim, the prosecuting angels that came and said, look what he did. He assisted the Russia. He supported the Russia. So the defender came, okay, it's true that he assisted the Russia, but he has a zuchus in that he abolished acts of wickedness in his country by destroying the Asherah. And to chorus, then when the second chait presented itself, that he loved, he showed signs of love, to counteract that sin, he has the merit that he loved Hashem. So that's the reason why the order here is reversed, corresponding to the kitroig that was presented against Yehoshaphat. Yeah.
And he married his son to Achav's daughter, right?
Yeah, correct.
That's no problem. That he's a mechutin, there's no problem. It's better when you love the mechutin, and he's a Russia, that you have a problem.
Anyone have a minivan blocking your driveway?
Anyone with a minivan blocking our driveway?
He was a mechutin with him, and he was,
yes,
was a brother-in-law with him.
Correct.
So that kirvus hamishpacha was not criticized.
That kirvus hamishpacha,
even if he's a Russian, but you know, that's no problem. The problem is that you help him materially. You went to help him in the war.
Yeah. Okay. We don't know when he married him. Could have been wasn't his fault. That point in time, there wasn't. We don't know what the situation was at the time when he got married. When he married, he didn't decide who to marry. His father decided. Also,
yeah, he took his daughter.
And then he later took. So maybe his son. I mean, okay. We don't know the whole story. Doesn't necessarily mean that what he did was wrong. Maybe in fact he felt that it was a good idea because that way he can have influence over the mishpacha, over Klal Yisrael, and they would prevent them from doing Avodah Zarah as well. Okay, you can't generalize. You can't generalize. I'm not sure where you're trying to go with this. Yeah.
This is a time one.
At what point did your shofet consider to Azar Russia? Is it when he actually sat with him or after the...
I don't know the answer. I really don't know.
Michiel told him, don't go down. And he still goes to war to help Achav. So what should your shofet have done? He believed in Hashem, literally Hashem. He said, let's ask Hashem. And then he wasn't satisfied with the 40.
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
And Michiel tells him, don't go. And what did your shofet say? He was the one who wanted to listen to Hashem.
The Navi...
He gets an answer. He still goes to war.
There's always an interpretation. When Michoyu told not to go, he didn't say not to go. He just said, Lo Adonim Le'ele. These people do not have a master. Yovo, everyone will go to their home in peace.
Right.
That's all he said. That is subject to interpretation. So you can spin it many ways. You can spin it that the king's going to die. Achav's going to die, but the people are going to survive. And in fact, the people are going to be victorious. They'll capture Ramoth Gilead. The message was not direct to Yehoshaphat. Maybe Yehoshaphat felt that it was a good idea. We don't know all the details of the situation of how how much they were harassing Klal Yisrael. Maybe it was a critical battle. It was necessary to conquer Ramos Gilad. The only question was how to do it. Maybe there were other ways they could have done through diplomacy. They could have bribed them. They could have done other things. It's all subject of interpretation. So it's not so much for us to judge why he did it. Along comes this person, Yehiel ben Hanani, and he says, you made a mistake. After all of your calculations of what to do, you should have been more sensitive and not been mischaber to join, to form a partnership and allegiance with a Russia. That's what the Medrash says. There's a Medrash of Rabbi ben Nassam. From here you learn, have never have anything to do with a Russia. Obviously, Yoshev had very good intentions. There was cheshbonos, why it would be a good idea to participate. But the bottom line is, when he came back, he received this very harsh musar from Yehu. You assisted a Russia, and you loved the Sone Hashem, the one that hates Hashem. You showed signs of love, and for this you deserve punishment. The only reason why you're going to get lucky, nothing's going to happen to you, is because you have big zuchusim. Before this whole parasha began, you did two very good things. You abolished the Asheros from the country, and you were Doresh Hashem, Doresh the Elokei David, and therefore in that merit you're going to survive. Only point I want to make is, notice the order is in reverse. There's a very big debate. Is it Sur Meirav Asay Tov? When a person finds themselves in a very, this is a very hot issue, when a person finds themselves in a very bad matzif, he has done a terrible averus and he wants to do tshuva, he becomes a bal tshuva, what is the approach? Should he first Sur Meira, first stop, stay away after, before you can focus on not doing averos, and then when you clean yourself from doing averos, then you can focus on asay tov, then focus on the positive? Or should you focus on asay tov even though in the meantime you're not yet fully observant? Let's say a person is addicted to eating non-kosher food, for example, and he's embarrassed to go to shul. Everyone knows it was the Mechal Shabbos. I'm just giving you this crazy example. A person is Mechal Shabbos, and he comes to shul. So people say, then how dare you come into our shul when you're a Mechal Shabbos? So the person says, I know it's a problem. I have a problem. I'm doing averos, and I have a Yetzirah. It's not so easy for me to stop doing averos. I'm going to work on it. So do we tell the person, before you come to shul, you focus on Asay Tov, you have to first stop being Mechal Shabbos? Or do we tell them, listen, in the meantime, come to shul, focus on Asay Tov, and over time, the Asay Tov will help you, enable you to come to the level of Sur Meira? These two are the issues here mentioned by Yehoshaphat. This is a very big debate. What do you do first? What is the focus? Yehoshaphat, back in Perek Yud Zayin, first did Asay Tov, and then he came to Sur Meira. First he was Derish Hashem, and then he abolished the Avodah Zarah. Here, in this Pasuk, Yehu is telling him you have Schusim, and the Schusim are Asay Asur Meira V'Asay Tov. It's very interesting. Why is the order reversed? But when you look at the Kitroik against him, the Kitroik was, you've assisted a Russia, you've loved the Sonei Hashem, to Zelu Mazeh, the Kapara, for the helping the Russia was you abolish Avodah Zarah, and the Kapara for Oibing Oyev Sonei Yisrael was you Derish Hashem, and that will spare you from your punishment. Let's see the Mitzvahs and Rashi. Yeah.
What is the rule?
It all depends. It all depends. Today, generally, Asay Tov. Generally, the Bali Musa say that in our generation, for many generations already, it's Asay Tov. You focus on the positive. Don't focus on your averus. Comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What do we do Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We first have Rosh Hashanah, then we have Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is, we don't say Chaton Avisi Pashati. We focus on the new year. We look ahead. It should be a year of bracha, and you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after, you focus on Rosh Hashanah, which is Begeder Asay Tov. Then we come to Yom Kippur, where we do tshuva for our averus of the past. It's Sur Meira. So generally, we go Asay Tov, and then we go back on Sur Meira. Ideally, it would be better to do Sur Meira and then Asay Tov, but that's not practical for most of us.
So this person is giving up Mechal Shabbos. In your example,
he would come to shul first, focus on doing everything right, and become a religious person. Look, continue. You can't give up doing it. You tell a person wants to be al tshuva. You tell him, I can't give up all these things. I do all these averos. I'm Chal Shabbos. I eat non kosher. I'm not nizer and taras hamishpacha. What do you want from me? You want me to become a learned Daf Yomi? And the answer is, yeah. Come to the Daf Yomi, come to the Daf Yomi, learn Daf Yomi, be Mechal Shabbos, eat your Machalos Asuros, don't be Nizun Tarat HaMishpacha. And that's right. And in the meantime, come to shul as much as you can. Hopefully learn a daf yomi. You know how to learn. You went to yeshiva. Learn a daf yomi. Asay tov. And through the process of asay tov, it will wipe away the sur meira. Then we'll work on getting help on focusing on sur meira. That is the technique that is advised. That is.
He said that's how he returned. He went to a discussion and he with all his friends, and he says, "Do one thing, do put on Neiris Shabbos," and he put on Neiris Shabbos, and
one thing leads to another.
Then he felt he had to put a yarmulke for it. Then it was nice without kashrus. He says, "They're putting on the candles that bury him."
One thing at a time, exactly. You can continue doing. You see that switch here between Yoy Shafat, but here it's really in response. Let's see over here the words of the Mitzudos and Rashi, and then we will conclude and go to Chumash. Pasek Beis El Panav. He came to greet him. Latlikroso Halerosho Lazar Hayitochein. Can it really be? It's very powerful words. Can it really be? Shalachto Lazar LeRosha. You went to help a Rosha of Hu Achav, referring of course to Achav. Because of this, Hashem is angry. However, avol, but you're in good shape. You have zuchusim, merits. Person's amazing Musar Haskel. A person his whole life should look for zuchusim. He never knows when he'll need those zuchusim. These zuchusim was preemptive. Was the refuah kaidim the makah. Avol dvarim time rotzulaim or avol nikomako melo yazveka. Hashem will not abandon you. He will not punish you for your sins. Ki nimtzu imcha dvarim tovim hameginim olecha, that will protect you. Rashi, pasik gimel, ki, no, there is no Rashi at all. That goes right into the next sugi. Okay, so that is, then comes pasik, already a new thing. Pasik dal goes to a new episode in the life of Yehoshaphat. He comes back home to Yerushalayim, and he goes on a crusade. What? There is a Rashi? Referring back to what it is in Perek Yud Zayin. Okay, then the next episode deals where he goes on a crusade to establish one more Rashi. Lidrosh Lekim Kidil El in Perek Yud Zayin Ki Leloke Aviv Darash. Okay, the next, and the Perek continues on his crusade to establish judges. Mishpat in Eretz Yisrael. This is one of his next major accomplishment. Mishpat. First was the abolishment of Avodah Zarah, to be Doresh Hashem, to learn Torah, to study Torah, and then honesty in your business affairs.